talk about the experience with the M&Ms. We talked about VOA, but your experience with the iconic candy M&Ms.
Oh.
As we close.
Oh, well, M&M definitely was a great joy of my life. In the countryside of Vietnam, we didn't have much sugar. You know, out in the orchard, you just cannot find just pure sweet sugar. And I have siblings who lived in America who had escaped Vietnam and came to the U.S. while I was still in the countryside. And on the rare occasion, a gift of them would arrive. And one of those gifts was M&Ms. And when I first tasted it, I thought it has to be food from the heavens. My brother, 2 years older than I, we would eat 3 pieces each a day. And for however long that lasted, that was the highlight of our day. And, you know, and since then, I have many other foods, but that definitely was one of the pleasures I think back often.
And you still eat them to this day and share them with your children?
I do. In M&M's, in our home, M&M's home to a very special place.
The book is Of Monkey Bridges and Banh Mi Sandwiches. The author, Wan No Yusadi. Wan, we can't thank you enough for sharing your beautiful story with us. Thank you for coming in, making this special trip to Washington to be with us.
Thank you so much, Carol, for having me. And as I said, it's an especially poignant honor to be here